听力课堂，听 class.com。
Where do these new words come from?
新单词从何而来？
New words enter the English language all the time. In fact, English has always been in a state of evolution. And in recent years,More and more words and phrases have entered the language, partly due to the increased willingness of lexicographers to include them in the dictionaries. But where do all these new words come from? Our reporter Mark has been finding out.
If you want to know what words like screenager and splod mean, the man to ask is John Simpson, chief editor of the Oxford English Dictionary. John, what's your favourite new word at the moment?
Really, I don't have favourite new words, but let's say that one of my favourite new words is screenager, which is a young person or a teenager who spends a lot of time in front of the computer.
Any other favourites, John?
Some of those rather...unpleasant words like splod, somebody who's socially inept, a sploddy person. But as I say, I don't really have favourite words because all words, as far as I'm concerned, are objects of scientific study.
And where do these new words and phrases come from?
Well, words come out of the culture that they represent and they describe. So if you've got a new development in medicine, for example,bird flu, then you'll get a new word coming out of that. If there's a military conflict, that may well bring all sorts of new words to the fore. Going back in time, the First and Second World Wars were times of great creativity of language because people from different countries met each other and exchanged their words, and words developed from there. So really, words come from the playground, they come from politics, they come from any area of life because every area of life is changing from day to day.
How do you keep up with the huge weight of new words you must have to evaluate?
Well, it's not just me. We've got something like 60 editors working on the Oxford Dictionary, and we also have readers and word spotters throughout the world who are sending us information in. In the old days, they used to write them out on index cards when they came across them in books, but nowadays they tend to type them onto their computers and send them into the central computer here. It's an enormous issue.But one which we just about managed to keep under control. We don't include words just because we've seen one example of them. We have to wait for evidence of general currency to build up in our computer files before we start putting the word in the dictionary. So a lot of the time it's collecting data, letting it build up, and then reviewing it and seeing what you've got. And so that's how we manage the work.
John Simpson of the Oxford English Dictionary, thank you.